Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now on to something very, very lovely, because Christmas Day. Think about it. Christmas Day, you're with your loved ones. You're tucking into some food and drink, a lot of food and drink. You're sitting in front of the fire, hopefully, maybe watching some festive TV. But it is not like that for everyone, as we know. Some people will be spending the day, very sadly, alone. Some people will be homeless on the day. And I want to talk to a restaurant, because this is going to be the third year that the people of Sitar Indian Restaurant in Dundalk will be opening their doors on Christmas Day and offering free meals to people who might need some help. Isn't that gorgeous? I have the manager, Shitandra Singh, on the phone to tell us all about it. You're very welcome to the Jennifer Zamparelli Show. How are you?
Very good, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. So when did this is your third year, is that right?
It is correct, yeah.
And what made you decide to do it?
Well, it's a family business and we were doing very well. And then we decided, like, we should give something back to the community. And we were aware of the homeless problem. And we did that for 1 year in Carlingford. And then we were closed for 1 year. And then we reopened in Dundalk. And we start doing here as well.
Okay. On Christmas Day, what the first time you did it, did you have many people?
Yes, we did, yeah. Surprisingly, we did. But there were, not many homeless people, but people came in just to show the support.
Okay.
As a gesture, they came in and they had a meal and they said, we're with you. Last year, when we opened the door, we had a good few people come in and we did a few deliveries as well.
That's lovely. And can you tell me the type of people that you had in? Was it elderly people? Was it people that lived alone or people that maybe were struggling a bit?
That's true. The elderly and the people from age between 35 to 60s or 65.
And what was the atmosphere like on the day?
Well, last year was raining, to be honest. It was raining, it rained very hard, so last year wasn't great, but the year before was really good. We had open buffet system and the people came in and they had a meal and then they left.
Lovely.
Said thank you and all. So it was really good.
It's really good of you to do something like that and open on such a day when you should be, relaxing yourself. I'm sure it's a very busy time in the restaurant beforehand. And what do you serve?
Just Indian food.
So
vegetarian and non-vegetarian curries, rice, naan, and starter. We have a menu. I uploaded the menu as well on Facebook, and it serves with a drink or say Indian tea.
And who works in the restaurant? Is it just you and some family and friends that help out?
Okay, so it's me, my brother, my elder brother, my dad. Two of my sisters and my brother-in-law as well. So we are all involved in this.
Gorgeous.
So we all work,
Gorgeous. Well, thank you for doing this. Do you live in Dundalk? Where do you live yourself? I know the restaurant is there, but do you live in the area, in the community?
Yeah, we live in the community. We live in Dundalk.
Fab. And what's Dundalk like as a community?
Oh, very good. It's a very open community and people from, say, Cooley area, they're very supportive as well. And since we reopened, we've been busy. And it's really open community and they really take care of us as well. So we feel like we should take care of the community as well.
I just got a message in. Seems you're a bit of a rock star in those neck of the woods. Yeah. Jen, Sitar Indian is the nicest Indian I've ever had. It's exceptional, this texter says. And that is not... That's not an ad. This is not an ad for your restaurant. This is just people being very, very honest about the type of restaurant that you have. Do you ever hope that you won't have to do this? It's a gorgeous thing that you do, but do you ever think, there's nobody coming in on Christmas Day? Isn't that amazing? Would you ever think that?
Well, I hope the day comes soon, but I think it's just not homeless people. Mm. It's vulnerable people as well. People who they're lonely, they can come in as well.
How grateful are they on the day
Yeah, I know. And it, like, people who are struggling to put, like, you know, food on their plate on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So it's just not homeless people. I kept saying this a few times. So I hope that, you know, they come in and it would be nice to see them.
Another text in. Listen to this. Food and service is fantastic in Sitar. We absolutely love it. The staff are also friendly and couldn't be any nicer. That's from Katrina. Well, thanks for all your text messages in about this gorgeous restaurant. And thank you for telling me the amazing thing you're doing on Christmas Day. Jitendra, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. I wish you the very best of luck and happy Christmas.
Thanks so much for calling.
Anytime.
Okay,
anytime.
Thank you so much. And happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas, love. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.